Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
Happy Halloween! Yes. It is our Halloween spooktacular edition of Scuba Radio today. I am Greg the Dive Master along with Bill the producer, CJ.
I want brains.
And James.
Brains.
James.
There are no brains.
You ain't going to find none here, my friend.
You'll starve.
Yeah. Yes, our zombies are on a brain diet. Because, you know, I don't really need to explain any more than that. But we are going to have a very interesting show today, being that our regular broadcast schedule has landed us here on Halloween. And being that this, you know, the planets have aligned just right for this special show today, I am going to do something on Scuba Radio that we have never done in the 12-year history of this program.
Spooky. Makes sense.
And and call on the spirits of Halloween's past to see if we can channel the energy to finally get an interview that I've wanted to get literally from the day one of starting this little show about diving.
Hayden Panettiere.
I'm still working on that one.
Okay, but that's not it?
Now that you think about it, maybe.
Does she dive?
You know what? Let's scrap our plans and just try to find her. Yeah, she dives.
Really?
Who cares? We're going to talk to her. No, but I digress. No, Jacques Cousteau, believe it or not, this is an honest-to-God true story. When Jacques Cousteau passed away, we literally had an interview scheduled with him to be on Scuba Radio.
Just so I understand. Jacques Cousteau would rather die than be on this radio program.
Well, that's how it happened. I don't know if we had it. I'm guessing we didn't have anything to do with it. I'm hoping we didn't have anything to do with it. And the stress didn't finally, you know, do him in. But I did. I was really pumped. I had actually got to shake his hand a couple times at some of the shows before, and he had agreed to come on Scuba Radio. But, of course, when we finally got it all set up, he passed away about, a week later after he passed, we were supposed to have him on the air. So it was kind of a bummer.
Didn't he die of carbon monoxide poisoning?
Who knows?
Didn't they find him with his head in an oven or something?
I'm not sure about that. I really don't know what his final moments on this earth were like. But you know what? We might just find out. Because we're going to have a seance right here on Scuba Radio live today and channel the spirit of Jacques Cousteau. You know, screw this Houdini stuff. Who needs him? Everybody's trying to connect with him. Hardly anybody tries to connect with Jacques Cousteau, but leave it to Scuba Radio to do so. We are going to do that on the air today. We're going to join hands, have a campfire, dim the lights, and being that it's Halloween, I think we can pull this off. Well, I've actually brought in this special telephone. You see, it's old, a dial. You don't even see
that
these
is,
things anymore.
No.
It's a rotary dial
phone. Do you have to ask for the operator when
you
pick up?
I actually pulled this out of the Haunted Mansion yard sale there at Disney.
Oh, very neat.
At their latest refurbishment, they had one of these. They said it was, you know, a special phone.
Interesting.
And I figured, hey, why not? Let's use this phone. Let's hook it up. And see if we can channel the dead.
It's really creepy looking.
It is. And if it works, hey, it'll be magic. If it doesn't, it'll still look cool.
Now, Greg, I know we got this cool seance thing going on, and that's cool. We got to tell listeners about that. But
I gotta ask, is there a reason you look the way you do today?
Well, it's Halloween, and I dressed the part, as is everybody else did. We're all wearing costumes.
Hold on.
It's really uncomfortable.
Yeah, most of us dressed the part.
Look, you know, I'm
trying to ignore it, but it's
getting to you.
I'm on the same side of the studio as Greg is. I'm not lucky like Bill on the other side.
All right. Well, we'll get the seance started here in just a bit. Let's explain our costumes for today. And for the record, if you call up 888-88-SCUBA and connect with us on a live line, that would be
as opposed to the deadline.
Exactly. You do have to be dressed for Halloween today. And as you can plainly see, I am dressed as Naked Scuba Boy. That sound's not coming out of my mouth, if you know what I mean. Yes. Now, it's a monster.
It's pretty scary.
So, you know, less is more. Naked Scuba Boy, not a lot of thought have to go into this costume.
It's a little disappointing for me.
But how do you like the cape?
I think it says something.
Yeah, it does.
It says, I wish it was all the way around you.
CJ, if Greg asks you to pull his finger, make sure he's facing the other way.
Will do, thanks.
Yes, so I am Naked Scuba Boy. I have my own song. Before there was Superman, there was Batman, there was Naked Scuba Boy who roamed the earth and scuba dived, I guess. We'll play this.
Your theme.
I'll strike my pose.
And it's unfortunate that you chose that as your costume because...
Says you!
Well, it's what I was going to go as.
Oh.
So now I'm going as a three-legged octopus.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And I hope that let me step away from the control board so you can see me in all of
my... Stop it, Kapil!
Dude.
At least I had a cape, for Christ's sakes.
Ah. Wow.
I could live the rest of my life without seeing that.
Yeah. That was a little too much. I don't know.
You guys are really free.
We might have scared the spirits away with that one little scene right there. I mean, even the dead people probably were, you know, turning over in their graves right now after seeing that.
I try not to think about the fact that, you know, if you think about that, you know, my grandmother's watching over me.
Yeah.
There are certain times when I hope she's not tuning in.
Maybe she's taking a nap.
That's what I'm pretty much counting on.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to wait and see. So, okay, you're an octopus. We'll leave it at that. CJ,
yeah, let's do that.
What exactly are you?
Can you tell what I am? I'm Lobster Boy.
Oh! Okay.
See my snappers?
Oh, there they are. Okay.
I got to put the antenna on.
Oh, nice.
That's nice.
My tail, see?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey. Hey, CJ. What's bugging you?
I'm getting kind of hungry. You're looking pretty good over there.
I'm thinking octopuses like lobster.
I'm coming over.
Oh, yeah. Now we get to have a National Geographic moment right here in the studio.
That's it. Now I'm steamed.
Greg, get the butter.
All right. And Jimmy, the bubble boy, or former helper boy, I don't know. What is it?
I'm the anchor bubble.
What are you dressed up as exactly? What is this?
The ghost of Mr. Limpet.
Is that? Oh, that's what you are.
Okay.
We forgot how old Jim was.
Those are little.
That's what happened.
I'm a big Don Knotts.
Well, what sucks is we all got the reference.
Yeah.
That is sad, isn't it?
But yeah, those are lips. Okay.
Yes. They certainly are.
Yeah, actually, cool. You know, believe it or not, they're doing a remake of Mr. Limpet, the Incredible.
Didn't
Mr.
he have
Limpet?
Like a big roar or
they
something?
Did you know that?
Wait, Steve Carell making another movie?
It actually,
about some 19.
You know what? It might be Steve Carell.
Clearly,
it is some
Steve
goofy.
Everything is Steve Carell nowadays.
Right. Yeah,
Don Smart.
Mm-hmm.
It was Don Adams. I mean, Maxwell Smart.
Yeah. No, I read somewhere they're doing a remake of the Incredible Mr. Limpet. So maybe you are like. A sign of the future.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Forward thinking.
Great. Don Knotts dead, though, right?
Yes.
Dead or alive? He is dead?
He is dead.
Okay. So at least we have one dead costume or someone, you know.
Well, I'm technically dead as the Lobster Boy.
Yeah, well, okay.
I'm red, I would have been already steamed.
Yeah, okay, got it.
And you are legendary.
You're
a historic figure.
Yes,
Naked Scuba Boy is not immortal.
Oh, yes, he is.
Oh, I, but just so I understand, I think I got a little bit confused. So Jimmy is Mr. Limp.
Mr. Olympic.
Okay. All right. I just want everybody to know I was not Mr. Limp.
And Bill, if you were sitting over here by Greg, you'd be Mr. Limpet too.
Okay. TMI.
I will say, in M-I. Greg's defense, it is really cold in here.
Yeah, like that would make a difference.
Yeah.
Look at this bad boy.
It's a good thing you got the. It's a good thing you got the.
Oh dear! That's not a snorkel. That is not a snorkel.
It's a good thing you have the studio cam off. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
Thank God for that.
It is off, isn't it?
I don't think so.
Oh. Oh, they got an eyeful right there. Look at that. Yeah, check out the cape under the cape. That's what's really magical.
Not for children.
No. Yeah, the kids are out getting candy right now, aren't they?
Not yet, no.
Oh, we're in trouble. So, but
you're in trouble. I'm wearing everyone else has a costume on.
Well, this is a costume.
No.
It's more of playing a role. Yeah, you know, we're adults here. We're not just putting on costumes. We are playing a role here for Halloween today. I am playing the role of Naked Scuba Boy. He's playing a role of an octopus. You're playing the role of a...
You know, some of us, it turns out...
Star.
Some of us, it turns out, are more physically established to play boys as opposed to adults, if you know what I'm saying.
I have no idea. I have no idea what you're talking about. But hey, it is fun, and it's actually quite comfortable because it's warm here in Florida.
Not for
today.
Us, it isn't.
Yeah, you and your lobster claws. How are you supposed to press any buttons there on the keyboard?
I don't have
today?
To press anything. Bill does all that.
Oh, okay. All right, and he's got an extra hand or arm.
Hey, now.
As it turns out.
All right,
God, I hope that's styrofoam.
So we got to start lighting some candles and gather in a circle, get the campfire going. We'll get this seance underway. In just a bit. But first, Glenn is on the line. Is this Glenn from Hawaii?
Yes, it is.
Glenn, how you doing, buddy?
Okay, Greg, how are you?
I am good. And Glenn is in town because, you know, we got the Dima show next week. We're going to be broadcasting from there, and he's come all the way from Kona, Hawaii. And did you do the manatee thing this morning?
I sure did, and boy, was it awesome.
Yes. Single Scott took him over to Crystal River to go snorkel with the manatees.
Yeah. You know, and the Birds Dive Center really did a great job on this.
Yeah, birds underwater. Yeah, they took care of you?
Yes, they did.
So how was it compared to, like, diving with these manta rays and things you have out there in Kona, Hawaii there, Glenn?
Yeah, visibility was awesome here. You know, we were up in the clear water, and we got to see a couple of nice manatees eating away, munching away, grazing, you know, they're herbivores.
Nice.
And they're a lot different than our manatees that are out in the free ocean swimming around, you know. And
Well, the mantas, not the manatees. He's talking about the manatees. Matter of fact, I got a new video we just posted up at YouTube of Mermaid Angela and the manta in Kona, Hawaii. I'll tell you about that more next. Stay close to the Halloween Spooktacular here on Scuba Radio.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
There was me.
Before the Lone Ranger.
There was me.
Before Bruce Wayne.
Yep.
Came the Cape Crusader.
Look at this.
Naked Scuba Boy. Naked Scuba Boy. He roamed the earth.
And he roamed the Scuba Radio studio today on Halloween for the Halloween Spooktacular edition of the big show today. I hope you're enjoying my costume. Remember, if you do call in, just like Glenn just did, you must be dressed for the occasion. And by the way, Glenn informed me at the commercial break, and we didn't get this out on the air, he was dressed as a Florida manatee because he went snorkeling with manatees this morning in Crystal River with Single Scott there.
Is he listening, do you think?
Not anymore. I'm sure he hung up in disgust.
He has a vague resemblance to a manatee most days.
Glenn does?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm just saying.
You never met him, have you?
I've seen pictures.
Oh, okay.
Well, actually, I've seen drawings.
Is that a compliment or?
I like manatees.
Oh, okay. Yeah, octopus man. Is this like? Are you playing the role again? Like your octopus role kind of thing?
I kind of am.
Okay,
I am.
I do like the mood we have set here in the studio today because we are orchestrating, or we've already started channeling the spirits to conduct this scuba radio seance, to channel the spirit or the energy of Jacques Cousteau and actually do our first interview with Jacques Cousteau here on Halloween. And I got this old phone that I'd picked up at a yard sale from the Haunted Mansion at Disney World a couple of years ago, and they said it is magical.
Yeah, did they tell you what the ring sounds like?
I don't think it works anymore, actually. So
well, then how would we know if we're getting a call coming in?
I left that up to you. You're the engineer. What the hell?
It's ringing.
It's ringing.
It's vibrating, too. Yeah, that's kind of weird. That's a strange ring.
I think we got somebody on the phone.
All right, let's try this. Wow, this feels kind of creepy. Hi, you're on Scuba Radio. Who's this?
Happy Halloween! Is this Greg the Dive Master?
Yes, it is.
Billy Mays for OxyClean. How are you?
Billy, we're trying to get Jacques Cousteau. What are you doing?
I know
on our
you
line?
Need some OxyClean, Greg. I've heard you. I've always wanted to scuba dive. You got to take me out with you. When are we going diving, buddy?
I haven't quite figured out how to do the whole diving in with the dead thing just yet.
How many cases of OxyClean can I put you down for, Greg? You let me know. I'll ship them today.
Yeah, yeah. I really
sanitize your wetsuit.
You know,
and I've heard that you have a little problem with the vomiting issue.
Yeah.
Get those scuba radio T-shirts clean with OxyClean.
All right.
Get
yeah,
out any
yeah,
junk, any
Billy.
Vomit.
Yeah, that's enough. That's enough. Get off the phone. We get Jacques Cousteau. I'm sure he's hanging around. Hang up on that. It's crazy. The hell. I can't. We want Jacques Cousteau, not Billy Mays. Too soon?
Possibly. Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, I don't know. We got to tune this thing, Mr. Engineer. Tune that phone.
Oh, I'm
tune
sorry.
Tune that phone to the dead. And tune it in to Jacques Cousteau. That's who I want. We're a dive show. We could give a rat's behind about OxyClean. Come on. We want Jacques Cousteau.
Okay.
This is going to be this show is going to go on the turlet if we can't get Jacques Cousteau on our seance phone today, Bill.
That'd be nice. That'd be a nice upgrade for us to get all the way up to the toilet. Yeah. I can only hope that one day that can happen.
Greg, that's not a bad idea, though. You know, you need some of that cleaning product there to clean your T-shirts after you upchuck on them. Even Billy Mays knows that you're the chunkster and you tend to throw up and get seasick when
yeah.
you go on a dive boat.
Well, hey, you know, whatever. I mean, I don't know. I guess at least he had an interest in scuba diving.
Yeah, he had an angle. He had an angle to sell you that stuff, too. You
yeah.
almost bought some, be honest, didn't you?
No. I've never bought anything
did.
From him.
I almost wanted to.
Actually,
some.
I lied. Yesterday, I was down in Fort Lauderdale at the Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show, and I bought a Billy Mays sponsored product. Check this out. Impact gels.
Get out of here.
Soles for your shoe.
Wow.
Yeah, and he pitched those in Pitchman, and they had them up there on the monitor. So maybe that's why he was connecting with me.
Oh, so
he was pulling from that energy. Of seeing him on the monitor, and that's what drew him to our phone.
Not only are you wearing...
We got to focus on Jacques Cousteau, though. We don't want Billy Mays. We want Jacques Cousteau.
Uh-oh.
It's ringing again? All right, let's try this. Hi, you're on Scuba Radio. Hello. Oh, whoa. Wow, that's freaky.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey.
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah? Who's this?
It's Jacques Cousteau.
Jack Cousteau.
Jack.
No, golly, that's
Billy
not...
Billy said you were looking for me.
No,
Jack.
Jacques Cousteau. The famous Jacques Cousteau.
The French guy.
Oh, man. We're going to have to work on this phone thing. It's
yeah.
just... It's nuts. More coming up. Scuba Radio.
hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Man, this is getting to be too much. Tell you what, the hair is standing up on the back of my neck. I think this phone really does have some special powers to it to dial in the dead.
Hey, look where my hairs are standing up.
Oh God.
You have. Oh, God.
You guys are really seriously need to put some frickin' clothes
on. I'm going
to
need some OxiClean to clean up the puke on my shirt that I just spewed.
You don't have a shirt on.
It is a Halloween spectacular.
You're a naked scuba boy. You don't have a shirt on. How hard is his character to stay in, Greg? Seriously.
He's talking about shoes, shirts.
It's not my shirt. It's my cape. I'm sorry. Okay. So it's our Halloween spooktacular here.
I thought it was a wrinkly old white sheet.
And well, obviously we're having a little too much fun.
Is there a witch in here somewhere?
By the way, if you belong to the Scuba Radio Dive Club, hopefully you got our little email blast here this week where Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, actually characterized the Scuba Radio crew in a little Happy Halloween jib-jab video. And I got to say, she did a great job. That was hilarious. If you've seen that little Halloween thing that Jim Jab's doing, just imagine me doing the singing, Bill in the background, as well as CJ, James, and the crew, and Kelly, of course, just trying to look good in the background, doing her little go-go dance thing.
If it's hard to recognize me, it's because I've got the Eddie Munster hair, and this is what I would look like if I had hair, and now you know why I don't.
Okay, fair enough. You had to belong to the Scuba Radio Dive Club to get to the link, get a link to that, and you can get there right there at scubaradio.com. And subscribe. Just make sure you do so. Also, I just released this new video of the manta and the mermaid. We had Glenn on from Kona, Hawaii. When we were out there in Kona, Mermaid Angela was bum-rushed by a manta. And we have just posted this up on YouTube. It was kind of spooky at the time. I mean, it's appropriate to post this on Halloween because it was a little creepy. When it happened, of course, I was excited as hell thinking, hey, I'm going to win $10,000 for this video, baby. And she was mad because she was screaming for her life, and I didn't seem to be concerned. But, hey, I wanted 10 grand to send this into America's Funniest Home Videos because I thought it was hilarious. And no one died, so no foul. Nobody ever dies from
those stingrays. That never, ever.
Oh, wait,
almost never.
Hey, is that phone ringing again?
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I do like the water.
Water and fish. If you pay half as much attention to me as you do those fish, I'd be the happiest wife in Flatbush.
Give me some water.
This This is the Halloween Spooktacular edition of Scuba Radio. We are trying to channel the energy, the spirit of Jacques Cousteau for an exclusive on-the-air interview today only for the first time on Scuba Radio. Get him on the air. Ask him some hard-hitting dive-related questions. The same list of questions that I had set up like, you know, 6 or 7 years ago when we had him scheduled to be on the air. I'm ready to ask him on today, and we got the special phone that channels the dead.
I can scarcely wait to hear your questions from 7 years ago. Hey, you got any hot stock tips for us? You buying any real estate anywhere? What else we got going on? Hey, what you playing on your Sony Walkman?
Yeah, how do you feel about these parachute pants?
If only you had parachute pants on. Honest to God, I would pay $1 million right now to
ringing.
Get some pants.
It's ringing. Let's try it again. I think we finally got it. Maybe all this talk of Jacques Cousteau has made us finally channel his spirit on Scuba Radio. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Corky. Hello.
Hello?
This is Steve Darwin. Hello? Am I back with the living?
Oh, man. Croc Hunter?
Yeah.
Actually, you know, I've kind of wanted to talk to you before, but...
I have a question.
Yeah?
When that stingray got you, did it hurt, or did you just go immediately?
Well, at first it stung a little, but then I yanked it right out. Next thing I know, I was up in the clouds, Whitewood Angels. They made me keep my thumbs to myself now.
Interesting.
That's good.
All right, so, Croc, you know, normally I'd be very excited to talk to Steve Irwin.
He's calling from beyond the grave.
Who cares? I want Jacques Cousteau. I want Jacques Cousteau. This, we got to keep the line clear. I know if we channel our energy just right here on Halloween, we can get the spirit of Jacques Cousteau and finally mark that one off the list as far as the ultimate interview on Scuba Radio.
I think the seance would go better if we weren't all too terrified to hold your hand.
Well, hey, that's what you do in a seance.
I understand that.
Oh, that's not my hand you're holding, though, Bill.
There's where the trouble comes in.
Oh, my God. But it's
dark in here. Well, just these candles. I've never done radio by candlelight before.
Well, hey, you that's what you have to do for these things. I've seen movies, and that's, you have to have the lights dim. You have to have candles, the campfire kind of thing. That kind of works too.
We do have the glow of the computer monitors. That kind of,
that is nice.
Helps a little bit.
Kind of gives it everybody a little spooky, you know, like mood lighting kind of thing.
Wish it was darker over by you.
Yeah.
Yeah, in your case, Greg,
you're,
it's
nude
jealous.
Lighting.
Nude lighting.
I'm naked scuba boy. You guys are just jealous because I was the one who came up with the best costume of all of us. Here, admit it.
This lobster costume is a little hot.
Yeah.
What if I take it off? What if I take mine off and I'll be naked scuba boy too?
You know what you can do? Just shed your skin. That's what lobsters do.
I can molt.
There we are.
He could molt.
I might have to do that. It's getting hot in here.
Yeah. Wait till after you leave. Really. Wait, we don't need that. I mean, come on. We can only take in so much nudity during one show, and I think I'm filling that void quite well on today's broadcast.
Oh, you're filling it prodigiously.
There's only room for one naked scuba boy in this room.
That's why the octopus is way over here.
All right.
I thought you were the octo mom.
I'm not the octo mom.
At first, and then I noticed that was just a head part.
Yeah. All right. Well, keep an eye on that phone, Bill. We got to channel Jacques Cousteau, and we got to talk about DEMA. Big show next week.
Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland. Whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls, we have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at bahamasdiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of four spins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, four spins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes four spins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of four spins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 22. Never attempt to smoke seaweed while diving.
Hey, this is great, man.
Besides, lighting a match underwater takes forever, and even those nasty Zippo lighters don't stay lit. And don't get me started on secondhand smoke down there either.
Don't make me smack you.
Huh? So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio today, Jeff Myers, the COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. How are you feeling today, Jeff?
Feeling good. How about you?
A little dehydrated, actually.
You know, that bottle of water you have there is a good start toward fixing that.
Yeah, I know. I went back to basics. I thought I'd been staying hydrated by drinking a lot lately, but somehow it's just not working.
Well, sometimes hydration is not necessarily about how much you drink, but rather what you drink.
Quality over quantity?
Exactly.
But doesn't quantity matter? I mean, in the sense that you need to drink on a regular basis so you can replace fluids as they deplete.
Well put.
Because drinking a massive amount of fluid at one time doesn't do you any good, since both dehydration and rehydration take a while to achieve, right?
Yes, they're cumulative processes. What's gotten into you?
Oh my gosh, we're back. What happened, Bill? I think
that the phone, when it started ringing, turned off all the other electronics, Greg.
That's freaky.
I've never seen anything like that happen before.
And it's working. So, okay, let's try the Scuba Radio Seance phone as we dial the dead today on Halloween. Hi, you're on Scuba Radio. Who's this?
This is the ghost of Captain of Surprise.
Wait a second. Wait. This is Barry. What's Barry doing calling in on the deadline?
Barry.
The deadline.
Barry.
Deadline is coming on.
That's creepy sounding.
Are you sure you got the right line?
I hit the wrong number. But, Barry.
Well, you're stuck with me now.
I hope Barry's all right. I hope something didn't happen to
Barry.
Well,
we know that's not true. Just put him on hold. All right, so it's the other line. Okay, so this is the seance line. Hi, you're on Scuba Radio. Who's this? Jacques.
Hi, Greg. This is Michael.
Oh, my God. Michael, wait. Dude, we're trying to get Jacques Cousteau on our special, phone to the dead seance line here. Do you see him?
I just want to say hello to all my fans and thank you for all your support. And I love you all very much. And please go see my movie. This is it. This is it, Greg. It's close to midnight. Something evil's lurking in the dark. Under the moonlight.
Okay, all right, Michael. Wow. Michael, we want to talk to Jacques Cousteau, okay? With all due respect, I don't really care about you.
Tell my slut sister to keep her top on this year.
Okay. That's enough. Clear the line. Jeez. We need Jacques Cousteau. This thing's not working. I'm going to take it back to Disney and say, hey, where's that pixie dust you promised me on this phone? I bought it in a, you know, a yard sale there outside the Haunted Mansion when they did their latest refurbishment.
It's letting us
talk. They said it was magic. I want Jacques Cousteau. I told them I wanted to speak to Jacques Cousteau, and they said this would do the trick. I'm feeling gypped right now.
I don't think that's pixie dust, Greg. That's probably why you got Billy Mays.
Greg, did you buy the right ticket, or...
I don't know, but I'm getting a little perturbed.
You're getting to talk to people who have passed on. You're getting to communicate
beyond
the grave. I
want Jacques Cousteau. This was the focus of this entire broadcast, and so far we've got everybody but Jacques Cousteau.
Well, not everybody.
Billy Mays, Croc Hunter, now Michael Jackson. Where's Jacques Cousteau? Come on.
We got that Jack Cousteau guy.
Yeah, Jack. Yeah,
that was right, almost. Right.
That was close. That was really close.
Greg, have you tried calling customer service? I'm sure they can help.
I'm sure we would just get put on hold and get caught in voicemail hell. So,
yeah, you're probably right.
You know, so I know that would be a waste of time. But, I mean, so much for our Halloween spooktacular. I'm starting to feel a little let down here.
Oh, yeah, you look a little
I mean,
let
do we got to hold each other's hands tighter here to channel his energy and start chanting something in French or something? What's the deal?
Maybe what we should do is start concentrating on something which Jacques Cousteau had devoted his life to, like diving. There's got to be something we've been thinking about coming up. That we could focus our attentions on.
Where I met him at was the Dima show, and that's coming up next week. We got these new T-shirts with Scuba Radio Mermaids on it. For the first time ever, we are going to have a Scuba Radio themed T-shirt. And as you see right there, Bill,
I do see.
We have this nice thing.
I may
with
follow
mermaids
myself around
it.
Wearing this shirt.
You might want to keep that away from the flames so it doesn't catch fire. Near the candle.
But what do you think about the artwork? This company that we had designed this for us turned out pretty good.
Looks like the mermaids are in cold water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello.
Well, the springs.
Yeah.
Hey, now.
So, you know, we're actually going to give away a bunch of these at the Dima show next week. And for people listening, we're going to give you an opportunity to pick up these limited edition tees as well starting next week or the week after. So make sure you're listening for that. But I don't know. That is where, you know, the Dima show is where I met Jacques Cousteau many years ago.
All right. Well, for those of us that don't get to go to the Dima show because
it's a trade only event. Yeah. You got to be dive mastering above or professional in the dive industry. I get in because I pay off the doorman.
Nice.
And just slip him a 20 and I'm good to go.
Nah, you're a dive master. Don't be modest.
What if you just showed up in your costume and said, well, look, I'm naked scuba boy.
He'd be arrested immediately. As he should be.
Well, that would make it pretty much the same for the last 11 years that I've been going to the show. Just kind of stay with tradition. You get arrested about the second or third day of Dima. Because, you know, a lot of the networking and stuff that goes on at the event happens after hours at the hotel bar there. And it might have been there that I met Jacques, actually. It might have been over a cocktail.
Well, what happens at the actual Dive Equipment Manufacturers Association annual thing?
Fling. Yeah, you know,
Dima, but Dima is Dive Equipment Manufacturers Association, right?
Correct, yeah. Or Dive Equipment and Marketing Association.
Okay, so, Dive Equipment and Marketing.
So it's like they all the dive manufacturers bring out the latest and greatest designs of gear. You know, they debut their new lines of gear, and then dive shops from across the country come and decide what products they want to stock on their store shelves at their local retail center. So, you know, you bring all those businesses together, all the dive masters, dive instructors, do a little networking. If you're looking for a job in the liveaboard industry or you want to go work in the Caribbean at a resort, this is the place to go because they'll be exhibiting and shopping their, you know, dive packages and things like that to travel companies that want to.
So what exactly are you shopping here? Because that doesn't look like a dive package to me, Naked Scuba Boy.
Hey now!
It's a package. And it's an impressive package.
Yeah, I think you can get that delivered for a one low flat rate, if you know what
All
I'm
right,
saying.
Let's just get, get Jacques Cousteau on the hotline. Come on.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Edition of Scuba Radio today. Hopefully you're enjoying it.
Halloween, Halloween, ooh, Halloween.
Nice.
Ghostly things are gonna happen.
Doing a seance.
Ooh, ah, ooh, ah.
We got a phone to the dead.
Outside my window.
And our own singing group,
obviously. Behind the tree. I wish that the children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And there's Halloween spooks outside my window pane.
Yeah, maybe with this music, that'll help get our phone working better. You gotta play the role of the seance here.
This music will make it happen.
I think we can channel the energy and spirit of Jacques Cousteau here on Halloween. And I don't know, I feel this will be the one. Okay, here. Oh, it's ringing. All right. Hi, you're on Scuba Radio. Who's this?
Hey, guys. How you doing? It's Jay Leno calling from Fairbank, California. How are you?
Jay Leno. Well, okay.
Yeah, my agent told me to say, call some sort of Scuba Radio show. You guys are having some sort of Halloween show or something?
Yeah.
This is Scuba Radio.
Hey, I got a joke for you. I've been working on this monologue for my next show, Spooktacular, tonight. You know what my favorite part about Halloween is?
Yeah, what?
The boobies. Boobies. Have you guys seen my newspapers? I had some really funny headlines around here somewhere.
Yeah. Jay,
not really prepared.
Why is he on our line here?
I'm not sure. I think the call.
I think I know.
For dead people.
I'm not dead.
You know what, though, Jay? I'm pretty sure your career's dead.
Well, that was really uncalled for. It's not cool at all.
All right. Well, get him off the line. We want Jacques Cousteau. And this phone is supposed to channel the dead. And evidently it channels dead careers.
Uh-huh.
As well as dead celebrities, like Jacques Cousteau. But we have yet to be able to connect with him on Scuba Radio. I'm at
you're
a
disappointed.
Loss.
I understand you're disappointed. I do understand.
I dressed the part as Naked Scuba Boy today. We got the science, you know, seance thing going. We had the singers even on that one. I don't know what else we can do to channel this energy that we're trying to reach today.
Maybe Bill's octopus tentacle is scaring him away.
It is frightening, isn't it?
It's scaring me.
You know.
Something is scaring Jacques Cousteau away. I don't know what it could be, but
could it be disinterest? Could it be apathy?
No.
An apparition with apathy.
Come on, Jacques Cousteau. Jacques Cousteau. Come on, let's go around in a circle.
Jacques Cousteau. Jacques Cousteau.
Oui, oui.
Jacques Cousteau.
We have to wee. That's what we have to do. Wee wee.
Wee wee.
Start talking to more friends.
Oh, not the fire.
All right, hour two of the Halloween Spooktacular is on deck. Don't go anywhere. We're going to get Jacques Cousteau.
I'm here. We're going to get him.
I'm the whale here. That's why it's hot. I'm not the one. I'm the only one. I'm the one.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.